It's Monday, the 29th of May, 2023. Welcome to the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories, 5 minutes. Let's jump into story number one. Sydney and Melbourne are leading a bounce back in house prices, with first home buyers and investors seemingly back in the market.
Figures this week are expected to show that in the two largest capital cities, prices are up close to 1%, perhaps even more for the month of May. They could rise by 10% this calendar year, a result even the most optimistic of forecasters weren't suggesting just a few months ago. It's not a lay-down misere. There could still be more misery for homeowners if the Reserve Bank lifts interest rates next week, but certainly momentum has shifted, especially in those two big cities. Long-time market watcher Shane Oliver from AMP says prices could rise 10% or more this year in Sydney, helped by low stock and strong migration. He says there's also a bit of FOMO out there in the market at the moment, Michael.
Yeah, seems to be. Sean, do the auction results over the weekend back the idea that the market has turned? Because a week ago, the preliminary clearance rate was very high.
Yes, in fact, it was even higher over this past week. It hit 75.9%. That's the highest since November 2021, according to CoreLogic. Sydney came in at 78.5%. Melbourne was 77.1%. Among the smaller capitals, auction volumes rose in Brisbane and Adelaide. Adelaide recorded the highest clearance rate of 81.8%, followed by Canberra on 67.8% and Brisbane at a touch over 60%. Some really good news is that first home buyers are back in the market. The most recent Bureau of Statistics figures, which is March data, show first home buyer numbers rose nearly 16% during that month, having fallen 4% in February. Still a long way below their January 2021 high, but at least they're back, Michael.
All right, on to story number two now, and really only one story in international markets at the moment, Sean. Negotiators on both sides of politics, the Republicans and Democrats, have agreed to raise the US debt ceiling, removing one of the key uncertainties affecting financial markets at the moment.
And that uncertainty has been a key reason for local markets, particularly equity markets, falling. President Joe Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the weekend reached an agreement in principle to lift the debt limit for 2 years while cutting and capping some government spending. Congressional passage of the plan before June 5, when the government's expected to basically run out of money, is not assured, particularly in the House, where Republicans hold a narrow majority, but the fact that the President and the Speaker agreed means it probably will go through. What I found interesting about this story, Michael, the debt ceiling in the US is $31.4 trillion US dollars. So that's the amount of debt floating around or the government owes. $31.4 trillion. That's nearly 50 trillion Aussie.
Wow, that is just extraordinary.
Absolutely.
Now, Sean, story number three is a bit of good news, really. Trade Minister Don Farrell expects China will remove its 80% tariffs on Australian barley exports within the next few weeks.
Farrell's comments made in the US over the weekend come after he met for a third time in 2 months with his Chinese counterpart. Farrell said progress on barley is being made, although the job isn't done yet. He told Bloomberg that he expects China to remove the barley tariffs after Beijing's review if it's done properly. They were his words. China has once again started importing coal and timber. Farrell was actually speaking in Detroit after a meeting of the 11-country Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, that's a grouping which Beijing wants to join and it wants Canberra to support its application. The UK, in fact, is set to join the Trans-Pac Partnership shortly. Very sensitive area for the Albanese government, given how important China is to our trade relationship and the US to our defence relationship. I just love the way, though, Senator Farrell described the tension between trade and geopolitics. He put it pretty simply. Michael, he goes, we can walk and chew gum.
That's fantastically simple, isn't it?
It is. Very Australian.
Now, story number four, regional job advertisements grew 3 times faster than in metropolitan Australia, with demand for doctors and nurses skyrocketing. Sean, it seems there's more jobs than people in the regions.
Demand for workers in regions hit record levels in 2022, with December recording a 10% annual increase in the number of roles advertised, outpacing growth in capital cities. That was just 3%. Late last year, the count of online regional jobs advertised by Jobs and Skills Australia was more than 94,000. Now, that's double pre-pandemic levels. The top four categories for vacancies in regional Australia are medical practitioners and nurses, general inquiry clerks, call centre workers and receptionists, carers and aides, and salespeople and sales assistants. Regional Australia Institute CEO Liz Ritchie said the roles represent a total of $1.8 billion in direct wages paid to residents of regional Australia. She highlighted that the 1,600 or 1,700 advertised childcare roles, if filled, could enable almost 12,000 parents and guardians to participate in the workforce.
Now, Sean, story number five. The first four stories today have all been very important stories, but I guarantee there is one story today that will stick with me, and it's this one. A government official in India has been suspended from his job after he ordered a water reservoir to be drained, right, so he could retrieve his smartphone, which he dropped, of course, while taking a selfie.
The food inspector dropped his Samsung smartphone in the dam in central India, the Times of India newspaper is reporting. The inspector then told local divers to jump into the reservoir to find the phone, claiming it contained sensitive government data. That failed, so he asked the reservoir to be emptied using diesel pumps. Over the next 3 days, more than 2 million litres of water was pumped out, which is enough to irrigate about 15,000 acres of land. The food inspector told local media the water in the reservoir was unusable for irrigation and that he'd received permission from a senior official to drain it. Don't think any of that was true. Michael, they found the phone. It was waterlogged. Didn't work.
Of course it didn't. Can you imagine some of the other things that would have come up during the draining? There would have been like shopping trolleys and kind of burnt out cars. And, I don't know, like engagement rings and things.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, it would just be fascinating. What an extraordinary story and a fantastic way to finish the top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Monday, the 29th of May, 2023. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. If 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast Five by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.